Endearing Endurance by Steve Caresser. Copyright by E-Printed Books. This is a little of then, when I was but a boy. 4 whole days went by, and it was Friday. I was in class and was starting to feel confident that my whacking days were over. Mr. Crabdiddler was walking past my desk toward the back of the class while lecturing. As he walked past my desk, I turned my head toward him, watching him as he went by. And launched from behind me, like a Scud missile flying by, was a spitwad, heading right for the back of Mr. Crabdiddler's neck. I jumped up and tried to knock it off course, but missed it. And the wad hit him in the back of his neck. The class busted out in laughter, and so did I. When Mr. Crabdiddler turned toward me, I was standing right behind him. He grabbed me by the back of my neck and boom, pinned my forehead to my desk and held it there until the class was silent. Then he grabbed my nose by sticking 2 fingers inside it and pulled me outside and said, "You are despicable. Get to the office." "Reedar," I entreated him, saying, "but it wasn't me." He laughed out loud and said, "You're the worst thing that ever came to my class. Get to the office." On my way to the office, I noticed Mr. Crabdiddler went back into the classroom. That meant no one was watching me, and there were only 15 minutes before the bell rang and ended school. So I played my favorite game, Secret Agent Man. When I got to the end of the hall, I got down on my hands and knees and crawled below the row of office windows toward the end of the building, where a lot of bushes were that I could hide in until the bell rang. While I was crawling under the principal's office window, I about peed my pants, Reedar, when I looked up and saw her standing at her window in deep thought, just above me, tapping her left hand with her paddle while watching the school buses approach the school entrance, and the clock on the wall behind her showed I only had 5 minutes before the bell rang. As soon as the principal turned around and started walking toward the door, I scurried like a rat running from a fire until I reached the bushes. Because my bus turned up first, it parked closest to the bushes that I was hiding in. The bell rang, and my classmates were walking in line toward their bus. And as they passed the bushes I was hiding in, and while Mr. Crabdiddler was looking away, talking to Rebecca, the beautiful fifth grade teacher, I crouched low and inconspicuously stepped out of the bushes and stood up in line in between 2 classmates and boarded the bus. I hope you enjoyed this story. You have a good day.